Hi, children. Please enjoy this Pesach gift from Bina Magazine. And now, Bina Magazine presents a story written and told by master storyteller Rabbi Yitzi Herbst, called The Adventures of Shraga Feivel and Mendy Bendy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain, Kevin Jackson, speaking. We have now landed at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Current time, 1:08 p.m. Daylight Savings Time. Sunday, April 2nd, 2017. It is sunny and mild, with a current temperature of 56.7 degrees Fahrenheit. 13.72 degrees Celsius. At this time, you may unfasten your seatbelts. Enjoy your stay in Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you for flying with Abrunjan Nisht Airlines. Please use us again the next time you fly.
Hey, man, are you Professor Lucas Knepper-Strudel?
Yeah, I am Professor Lucas Knepper-Strudel. Was you want to know? And how do you know who I am? And who in the world are you?
What the crazy, man? Keep cool, man. My name is Manolito Lopez. I work with Brandon James, you know? Okay, man, take it easy. You know, he sent me to pick you up. He showed me a picture of what you look like.
Ah, so that's how you know who I am. Fine. Now, take me to Brandon James immediately. There is no time to lose.
Sure, man. Right this way. Boy, am I glad that you travel light. Only two small suitcases.
Why? How fast did you park your car?
Hey, man, I don't have a car to park.
What? No car? You're joking, right? You don't expect me to walk with this luggage, do you?
Relax, man. Don't worry. Mr. Professor Knepper-Strudel. Hey, we're walking. We're gonna go with my old, trusty, revved-up Harley Davidson motorcycle.
You what? A motorcycle? Me? On a motorcycle? Ridiculous! A Harley Davidson motorcycle? Is that a motorcycle that is older than I am? And where will my luggage go?
I will tie it to the sides. Don't worry, man. Come, let's go. Hey, there's my bike.
A bike? Did you just say a bike?
Stay cool, man. Stay cool. I call my motorcycle my bike. Now, Mr. Professor Knepper-Strudel, while I tie your luggage, you put on this here helmet, you know what I mean? You stay cool, you understand? All right, man, hop on. That's it, hop on. Okay, now hold on to my waist. Yeah, man, yeah. That's it, hold on my waist. Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay, cool. All right, now, whatever you do, man, don't let go.
Of course I will not let go. I am a distinguished professor. I can handle this.
Thank you. 1 hour later.
Well, 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 if it isn't the great microbiologist and chemist himself. I take it that you had a pleasant flight. I hope you ride here on Manolito Lopez's motorcycle was comfortable.
Comfortable? Please, don't mention the ride here. Now, before we talk business, do you have the money for my fee?
Sorry about the ride. As to your fee, sure I got your money, but not here.
What? What do you mean, not here?
Just what I said. It's not here. We need to go for a little ride to meet the rest of the gang.
What? Oh, no. Not another ride. No, 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 no. Please understand. There is no way that I will go on that motorcycle again.
Relax. Take it easy, Professor. Relax. Relax.
Relax. Relax? You are telling me to relax? That's what Manolito said when he drove me here on his motorcycle.
Hey, Professor, have no fear. You'll be riding my 2001 Chevrolet Corvette Z06. It will be a much smoother ride. Now come on, and I'll show you. Fasten your seatbelts, and here we go!
One half hour later...
Where are we now? And what is this place? Where are all the big buildings? Is this not supposed to be Texas, where everything is supposed to be so big?
Professor, that's only in the big cities, not like out in the boondocks, like here in Sushmetraville. And this building here is a deserted warehouse, you know? And this is going to be where we're all going to be working out of. Come on in, Professor. Come on in and meet the rest of the gang. Stoneface, not again. Would you please put that gun down? Can't you see it's me, your boss?
Sorry, boss. You I recognize. The weirdo next to you. With the wild flowing frizzy hair that I did not recognize.
Excuse me, young man, but you would also have wild frizzy hair if you rode with Manolito Lopez on his motorcycle.
Guys, I want you to meet the greatest microbiologist and chemist that there is. Professor Lucas Knepple Strudel. Now listen here, guys. This is the guy I've been talking about. He is the guy that I've been telling y'all about. He's the one that's gonna make us rich.
First, let's see the money.
Sure, no problem at all. Maxim, show the nice professor his money.
Here is the money. You'll get this if you succeed in doing what the boss says that you can do.
Well, it looks to me like you already have a lot of money. So then what do you need me for?
Oh, why we need you, Professor? Oh, it's very simple. You see, my name, first of all, is Raju Kumar. Allow me to explain. This money is pittance compared to what we want. We robbed a bank back in New York just to have the money that you requested. Brendan will explain to you the bigger picture.
First off, boys, I think we should all introduce ourselves to the nice professor. I'm Brandon James, leader of this gang. I met the gang members when we served time together in prison. We all agreed that when we get out, we are going to do the crime of the century and live off the profits in a foreign country out of the U.S. jurisdiction.
I am Maxim Volkov. I have an engineering degree from Russia. You understand? Here in America, I can only get job driving for car service. Not much money in that. So, I turn to crime. What you think? I smart, you understand? As I said before, my name is Rajun Kumar. I am a computer whiz. I used to work for a big computer company as a technical support technician on the telephone. The pay wasn't very much, and slowly I started to embezzle from my company. I did time for that in prison.
Me? Well, I'm richer than Strongman Anderson. I don't have much education, so I can never get a job that pays much. You know, one night I decided to use my strength to rip off the gate of a closed jewelry store, smash the window, and steal all the jewelry I could get my hands on. You know, like I said, I'm not too smart. I didn't think about the alarm going off, you know what I mean?
I'm Kevin Stoneface Jackson. I have absolutely no personality. No one wants a stone-faced looking worker. So, I'm in this for the money.
Hey man, you met me before. My whole life, I tried to become rich with no success. Now, I joined this gang.
Also, I am Guang Wang, a martial arts expert. I killed an opponent in the ring by accident and still had to serve time in prison. When I come out of prison, I not have money to start another karate school. So here I am.
Now that we all know each other, let's go sit down to eat. By tomorrow, the professor should have what we hired him for.
The next day, Monday, April 3rd, Brandon and his gang set out to have their meeting. Unbeknown to them, Yeshiva Teferes Meshulam's schoolyard was back to back with the old deserted warehouse. A chain link fence divided the two properties. Now, let us go and see what's going on in Rabbi Githard's class.